The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no fags in the church.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Oh, holy shit, there we are. Stoner Jesus Show, live, chapter 1, verse 49. Broadcasting live on July 8th, 2018. Sorry for the little delay there, a little coughing fit. Right before the show, that's when I know it's going to be a good show. Coughing my head off right before I flip the switch to let my dulcet tones loose on the world wide webs. Thanks everybody for checking us out. This is the Stoner Jesus Show, as I said. We do 2 hours every Sunday night. We do the first hour free live video stream on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420. If you want the second hour on video, you have to become a patron of the show, patreon.com/StonerJesus420. That'd be awesome of you. Get all the chapter and verse shows in full video glory. The other video, of course, you saw me choking my head off. If you're listening to this on audio on StonerJesus.net or CannabisRadio.com or iTunes or Stitcher, then you did not see that. You missed it. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. There's all kinds of great shit going on here. That's all I can say. There's really no other way. There's no other way to put it. Let's cut that fucking music. Let's get this show on the road, bizniches. A lot of stuff tonight. As I said, you can follow me on Periscope. Make sure you follow me on Periscope at StonerJesus420. Get those notifications so you know when we go live on Sunday nights. It's various times, but it's usually around 8-ish Eastern, maybe 9, somewhere in there. I said we do the first hour live every Sunday night on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420. If you want to email the show, StonerJesus420@gmail.com. And of course, join our fan group. Our hardcore fans are on Facebook, Disciples of Stoner Jesus. On Facebook tonight, we're talking about that kid with the Make America Great Again hat that was assaulted in the Whataburger. And also a general rant about people being offended by shit. As you can tell, sometimes this is kind of an offensive show. I've made fun of every single ethnic group, race, gender, and much of the greater animal kingdom as well. I've mocked all of it, and I will continue to do so. We'll talk about that. Coming up, we also got a voicemail from St. Peter. Those of you who follow the history of the show, you know that St. Peter has trouble with fireworks. I could play 4 or 5 clips just tonight of him having problems with fireworks and the aftermath of that. Well, apparently he has some firework problems wherever he's at. This past July 4th, he left us a voicemail from his hospital room, which also he did done quite a bit. That's at least 20 voicemails from a hospital room. I haven't tallied it up. It's not an official tally. But St. Peter has called and left voicemails or made phone calls from a hospital room at least 20 times. I would bet big money on that. Big money! Also, YouTube took down one of my videos for hate speech. Granted, I've never done shit, really, on YouTube. The one parody song with St. Peter doing the Gangnam Style parody. They got like 13,000 or 14,000 views, and that was it. Nothing else done anything, including what the YouTube took down. And they gave me a strike. I have a YouTube strike on my Stoner Jesus channel. I don't really post shit on there anymore. My clips and stuff I post on Facebook, facebook.com/StonerJesus420, and on the WeedTube. Go check me out, search Stoner Jesus on the WeedTube.com. All of these are linked to StonerJesus.net. All information on the show, sponsor banners, all kinds of stuff, past episodes, links to all the social media, all the important social media, all of that is at StonerJesus.net. All things I just mentioned are coming up in hour one, hour two. We have Siri heckling in a session of British Parliament. That's kind of interesting. Also, drunk seagulls. Apparently, there's a problem with drunk seagulls. That's right. Seagulls. That's what I'm saying. Seagulls. And they're drunk. Also, talk about a project I'm working on for the show. I'll elaborate in the second hour. Basically, I'm looking for... Hey, Dark Dank Lucha joining us on the stream. What's up, man? I haven't seen you in a while. Basically looking for an animator. If you're an animator, get in touch with me either on Twitter or through the email. Like I said, I'll elaborate more in the second hour. We've already had one person write in. Checked out his YouTube video. It looks pretty cool. It looks like what I'm looking for. That's all I'm going to say for now. It's a project. It's animated. I'm looking for an animator. Obviously, I take care of the writing and the directing and the voices and all that. Because I got skills. One of my many skills with Z is not drawing shit. I'm not good at that. That thing right there, you see that logo right there? That was drawn by DankRaven420, who's no longer with the show, as neither is Stoner Schizo. They both left the orbit of Stoner Jesus, but she drew that. I haven't drawn none of this shit. And the logos, the anything you've seen associated with the Stoner Jesus show in art form, I've not done. I do the memes. I do that, but everything else has been done by somebody else, most of it by DankRaven420. She's the one that did that logo. Angie Hempelseed, way back in the MySpace days, did the the picture you see on Dark Dank Lucha said, "Oh my God, it's been too long. What's up, man? Love the show. Keep up the good work." Fucking A, man. OG fan right there, Dark Dank Lucha, back in the day when I knew the fans all by name. Because there's just a little group of them. I knew everybody. It was all the same. It was like seven or eight people, same people in the chat room. And that was the show. And that was cool. Those days are gone. The live chat room and all that shit is dead. Unless you can get a fucking ton of people listening. And it's mostly podcasts. And now I'm doing video, which is fucking crazy. It's all, to be frank, it's all gone to shit. It's all. It's all gone to fucking hell, man. I'm also doing a little drinking tonight. That's right. Tiny bottle of Southern Comfort. The best alcohol. You may have a different favorite. I don't care. I don't care. For my money, although I think these, I didn't pay for these. But if I did, for my money, there's nothing better than Southern Comfort. They're not a sponsor. They should be. Someone at Southern Comfort. God damn, I just showed your bottle to dozens and dozens of people. That's right. We've grown. The show's grown. It's blowed up, son. What the fuck was I talking about? We got through the second hour. More classic bits in the second hour as well. Like I said, become a patron of the show. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. $5 a month. You get all of the shows, full video, all that shit. I'm working on trying to get more of the archives up there. I've had a major snafu when it comes to that. Now, as I said, and follow us on Periscope and turn on notifications on that bullshit. The MAGA hat... kid. You know the hat I'm talking about. Let me take a shot first. The hat I'm talking about is the Make America Great Again hat, which is the slogan of Donald Trump. You know my feelings on Trump. Some things that he does I agree with. For the most part, he's a real like narcissistic dude. He's effective in some ways. He's got glaring faults in other areas, much like many people. But one thing you gotta say about Donald Trump is he's fucking changed everything. It's all different. It's all different. Just fucking his Twitter alone, I see every day people talking about it. Every day. It's tremendous. It's tremendous. I'm sorry, I don't have a Trump impression. I wish I did. You're fired. It's tremendous. It's tremendous. That's more Woody Allen. It's tremendous. No. Take a shot. Let me take a shot, see if that improves my Trump impression. Oh, yeah. That's good. That's good. Whew. I don't drink much anymore, so this should be pretty fucking fun, because I got to work the graphics. I got to do all this. It's crazy. It's crazy. Ooh. That was harsh. I'm getting fucking old, man. It sucks getting old. I feel like I'm forgetting something. But I write all this shit down for just such an occasion, and I haven't. I haven't forgotten anything. You may have seen the story. Here's the basic background. A couple teenagers. They're a Whataburger. They're, you know, they're doing shit. Eating, I guess. That's what you do. They're eating at Whataburger. That's what you do. Apparently one of the teenagers has a Make America Great Again hat on. They start recording when this guy comes up. Like, right when he comes up. And he has a problem with the MAGA hat. Now, I've seen different versions of this. One was the kids didn't say anything. This guy started this unprovoked. One was these kids were making racial slurs, which we'll get to in a minute. There's been no proof that I've seen of that. There's been claims of it. But here's my thing. I'll play the video in a minute. Well, I'll play the video now, and then we'll get to what I got to say. Let's check this out.
You ain't supporting shit, nigga.
Okay.
It's gonna go great in my fucking fireplace,
bitch.
Alright,
have fun with it.
So this guy comes up, snatches the hat, throws a milkshake or something on this kid who's apparently 16 years old. Number one, even let's say for the sake of argument, this kid was using racial slurs. Let's say he turned to this dude who's, this kid's 16. This other dude, if you look by the fucking video, he's huge. He's fucking huge. Let's say for the sake of argument, he turns to this dude and he's like, hey, the guy looks Hispanic. Hey, you fucking spick. You goddamn wetback. What are you doing in my country? Even that wouldn't justify this guy assaulting a 16-year-old kid. All right, that's number one. What you do in that situation, you know, you're in a fucking grown adult. You go up to the manager and say, look, you can be a little hyperbolic yourself, a little hyperbole, whatever. Say, look, this kid's over there calling me a spick. He's calling me a fucking wetback. You got 2 minutes to get this kid and his little faggot friend, start throwing some slurs yourself, and his faggot friend to get the fuck out of this restaurant before I put him through that goddamn window. Now, the chances are, the hyperbole, the manager's going to fucking absorb it. He's going to say, you know what, sir, you're absolutely right. That's horrible what he said. And he's going to have that kid removed from the restaurant. Then you get on your phone, you record them getting thrown out, and you put it on the fucking internet, and it goes viral, and you're famous. It's you mocking these little racist bastards. Obviously, if they didn't say anything, and this was unprovoked just because he's wearing a goddamn hat, that's crazy. That's crazy. I know I've said this before, but fuck, man. People are so easily offended about shit. There's not an ethnic group, race, disability, nothing on this show has not been mocked. Every race, ethnicity, gender, disability, every stereotype. We have a game show called Guess That Racial, Ethnic, or Sexual Stereotype. My very fucking identity is offensive to most Christians. Stoner Jesus. It's Jesus on the fucking joint. I'm old enough to remember, and that's just, I'm 38. When people weren't so fucking offended about everything. I know the internet has a lot to do with it. And social media and all that shit. And it sucks. For all the great things that social media does, it does a lot of shit. And it brings a lot of shit to the forefront. But here's the thing. Whenever I feel myself, especially on Twitter, like I say to myself, oh, I shouldn't say that. I just fucking say it. If you're offended, I don't give a shit. If you're offended enough to assault a 16-year-old by a hat that says Make America Great Again, you're a goddamn pussy. That dude was big, but I got a feeling if it was somebody like me, I'm 6'4", 270. I got a feeling if it was somebody like me wearing a MAGA hat, he wouldn't have said anything. He may have made some snide remarks on the other side of the fucking room, like that little pussy kid did when the guy was all the way out the restaurant. He's like, yeah, you enjoy that, buddy. The guy, this big fucking dude is like 40 feet away. He'd have been like that guy. At least he's a 16-year-old kid. I said, I don't know what transpired before that. As I said the other night about the fucking permit patty bitch, record everything. Get a fucking police body cam to where, like, one of those things that's like you get on your dashboard, you can record, like, you hit a button, it records the last 2 minutes and stores it. Do that shit. Record everything. Because there's no proof that this kid was using racial slurs. Like I said, the only thing that would justify that guy doing what he did verbally is if that kid would have made some kind of threat. He'd be like, hey, motherfucker, I'm going to finish my goddamn Whataburger and then I'm going to come over there because I don't like you and I'm going to stab you in the throat. Then maybe this guy would have a case for stealing his hat, I guess. I don't know. You stole a 16-year-old's hat and threw a drink on him. Apparently that guy got arrested. That's fucking humiliating. That's humiliating. If it'd been a big dude or an adult, he might have, you know, he had a little more leeway, but this is some scared little fucking pussy kid who said nothing. He said nothing. I'm not saying I blame him, but still, he said nothing. This fucking dude stole his hat and threw a drink on him. Kid sat silently until the guy was 40 feet away, and he was like, yeah, you enjoy that. Because the guy said it's going to look great in his fireplace. I don't know. But that's the moral of the story. The big guy was a pussy. The kid was a pussy. If you're offended by a hat enough to assault a 16-year-old, you're a pussy. If I said something to ever to offend you, and I say this from the bottom of my heart, if I've ever, in the course of this show, said something to offend you, you are a fucking pussy. Immediately, end this stream, stop watching me, stop listening to this show, get the fuck off my website, or my iTunes, or my Stitcher, or my social media, get the fuck off of it, you little pussy bitch. There you go. It's the story of the MAGA hat kid. That sucks, too, because you're on. I mean, them kids face on video. But he's on video just getting punked the fuck out. Now, granted, the dude, he's a big dude. I would probably have done the same thing. If I was a small 16, I'm assuming this kid is probably like 80 fucking pounds soaking wet. A 16-year-old kid, some big grown man who could destroy my face with one good punch. He steals my hat and puts a drink on me. I don't care if there's some hot bitch in front of me or across me. I'd be like, baby, I'm sorry. I want my face. I like my face. I don't want my face broken apart by this big, hulking fucking dude smashing my face. It's my face, bitch. If you don't like it, get out. Give me your half of your fucking Whataburger tab and get the fuck out. I don't know if that kid was there with his boyfriend. I'm not insinuating anything. He maybe, or just his friend, whatever. It doesn't matter. He bitched out. He reasoned a bitch out, but it still is what it is. Oh, man. See, that should never happen to me. I was always fucking big. I was always bigger than everybody else. So nobody really gave me a problem because I would just say something really crazy and then they would leave me alone. That was my strategy. I didn't want to fight in school. I don't want to fucking fight people. But if you act really fucking nuts and you're the size that I am, well, then, you know, they backed off. What can I say? That was my strategy. Yes, make America gnarly again. And you're like, if you don't like Trump, fine. Fucking God knows there's reason not to like Trump. But if a kid's sitting in a restaurant with a MAGA hat on eating a fucking cheeseburger, God damn, just let it go. You're a grown fucking man. Jesus Christ. Grow the fuck up. Like I said, the guy got arrested. I don't know what happened to him, and probably not much. I don't know what assault is, wherever that was. But if he didn't have a record or whatever, probably not much. Again, I'm not insinuating anything. I'm not insinuating this guy is some kind of criminal who has a long record. He seems to have impulse control problems. That might lead one to believe that he may have priors. I don't know. I'm not going to speculate on all of that. Stoner Jesus Show. Chapter 1, verse 49, hour 1. All information on the show can be found at stonerjesus.net. I'm going to drink some more Southern Comfort. Yo. And we'll be back with a new voicemail from St. Peter. He was again injured in a fireworks accident. That's like five, I don't know, five fireworks accidents. It's a lot. It's a fucking lot. It's more than normal for a person to be injured by fireworks that many times. But he has been. What can I say? I'm not going to dissect it too much. I'm just going to play the voicemail and enjoy all of that. Coming up also before the end of the first hour and the end of the live stream on Twitter and Periscope, YouTube took down one of my old parody songs because they said it was hate speech. We'll get into that and more all coming up. Stoner Jesus Show, retweet, share, all that shit. We'll be back. Give me the hearts too on Periscope. The fucking heart show. We'll be back, Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here. Hey, are you looking for CBD products? Well, look no further than CBD Oil Solutions. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They are your one-stop online hemp CBD marketplace. Their CBD oil products include CBD vape oil, tinctures, capsules, isolate, topicals, and more. You can get free shipping on all domestic USA orders. They also have edibles, they have beauty products, and more. They bring you the best brands and the best CBD oil products on the market today, all in one place. Check them out. Click the CBD Oil Solutions banner on stonerjesus.net. They are a proud new sponsor of the show. Like I said, take your time. Go through all the products on the website. There's just too many to name here. CBD Oil Solutions. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Our mission is to discuss extraction, processing, business practices, and lessons learned with the established experts of the extraction process. On Mission Supercritical, a service of Apex Supercritical. Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Hell to the fuck yeah. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 49. Hour 1, we stream Hour 1 live every Sunday night on Twitter and Periscope at Stoner Jesus 420 with audio all the audio for free, stonerjesus.net, of course, as well as all the information on the show. Stonerjesus.net. Go check us out there. Got a Sam Peter voicemail coming up also. Got a strike from YouTube for some hate speech. Hour two, if you want the video of hour two, you got to become a patron of the show, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. In hour two tonight, we have Siri heckling a British Parliament meeting. We also have drunk seagulls. We have me talking about a little project that I have kind of connected to the show, looking for an animator for something, a special project. Talk about that and play some classic bits, all coming up in the second hour. But first, the moment that most of you wait for when it comes to the show is a voicemail from St. Peter. It's a very, very important going on, a very important event in the show. Now, as I said, St. Peter's had a lot of trouble in the past with fireworks. He's many injuries. He had a hemorrhoid fireworks deal here where he was trapped in his booth and much of his body was burned. And he called from the hospital a lot. And he's called from the hospital a lot for various things, breaking his hip in a dance battle and things such as that, and things of that nature. So anyway, St. Peter has a lot of problems with, you know, drugs and alcohol and various other substances and fireworks and many other things that people usually do without thinking about and take for granted in day-to-day life. St. Peter's really not capable of. One of the things he's not really capable of is not injuring himself with fireworks. You know, St. Peter was out and he went out west to find himself, to answer life's big questions. It's basically just been a series of fucking disjointed text messages and voicemails that we've played and talked about here on the show for, I don't even know how long it's been. It's probably over a year now. I think this is one of his summer bullshit things from last summer. We're still doing it this summer. As I said, I'm not above milking a bit to death. Beat that fucking horse to its ground into glue. Hell yeah. So anyway, apparently on July 4th, St. Peter had a bit of a mishap when it comes to some fireworks. Wherever he is, he never really says. He's calling, he leaves a voicemail from the hospital letting us know what's going on. So here's the latest voicemail from St. Peter from the hospital.
Hey, Jesus. Hey, Jesus, it's me, Peter. I'm calling from the hospital. I'm calling you from the hospital. It took me a while to remember the number for the voicemail. So I'm calling you from the hospital. I don't remember a whole lot, and they got me like on some like really good drugs here. It's like whatever this bag is. Stripping drugs into my arm. Arm full of drugs. So I'm trying to like put together sentences to like tell you what happened. But these drugs are really good anyway. 4th of July, fireworks. I hooked up with some old lady and I was like lighting off fireworks for her grandkids. You know that thing I do, geez, where I find an old woman and I bang her and steal her social security check. Well, I was doing that. She wanted me to light some fireworks for her grandchildren. So I did, but I've been drinking a lot of like tequila. That day, Jesus, tequila. And I was snorting roofies. You know, the roofies, I crush them up and snort them in my nose and then pound a couple shots of tequila. So anyway, I did that for a while. And then I went to like light some fireworks. This bitch, I don't know where she got them. Especially, I don't know how she afforded them with me. Stealing her social security check, but she has some pretty kick-ass fireworks. One of them was like those, the one that goes through stages. You light it, and then it lights off a rocket, and then it lights off another rocket, and then it lights off another rocket after that, and then it lights off like a sixth rocket. I'm lost count of where I'm at, Jesus, but you know what I'm talking about. It keeps lighting. You light it once, and it lights the rockets, and then it lights more, and it keeps lighting them. It's like really top level, top-notch fireworkery. So anyway, I must have, from what I understand, from what I was told later, that I lit it, and then instead of like running away, like what you're supposed to do with fireworks, you light it and then you run away. Apparently I passed out face first into the series of rockets, and like, I don't know, like six or seven. went off in my face and my neck and my shoulders, my upper shoulders. So I got burned. It's a long way to say that I got burned pretty bad, Jesus. It's like my face and my upper shoulders and my neck, and it's all burned, but I really can't feel it. I'd slap it right now. See, I can't feel a fucking thing because these drugs are... Man, I thought tequilas and roofies were good, and well, they were, Jesus, they were pretty good, but not as good as whatever this shit is. The thing is, they say it's like horse tranquilizer or something. I don't know. It's really fucking good, Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Whispering to one here and them know how much I like the drugs. It's really good, Jesus.
So long.
It's not, you know, it's better than roofies and tequila. Roofies and tequila. I keep forgetting that. I'm getting sleepy, Jesus. So I'm in this call, but I will, like, you know, see you, like, later. I don't know when I'm going to get out of here.
Oh, my God.
I guess after this shit heals, it's...
Shut up.
This shit right here, after it heals, I guess...
Shut up.
Boy, I better... This drugs roll off. I don't fucking feel that. So, yeah, that's a lesson for you kids out there. Hey, fuck you, Jesus.
Voicemail was so fucking long. That was almost 4 minutes. It felt like 40. It felt like fucking 40. So anyway, there you have St. Peter, another mishap at the fireworks. I don't know. Seems like he shouldn't be around him anymore, but what do I care, really? Was 4 minutes of content for the show. It seems like forever. He just goes on and on. I'm glad he's not here. If he ever does come back, well, that's going to be horrible. It's a horrible fucking thing. This leaves voicemails. He hasn't been able to find his way home in a year, so that's promising, I guess. Coming up, we're going to talk about YouTube. Give me a strike on my channel. My wonderful, exalted, The Stoner Jesus 420 channel on YouTube. We'll talk about that coming up. And more here on The Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 49. This is Hour 1. Remember, Hour 2, if you want a video of Hour 2, become a patron, patreon.com/StonerJesus420. We're also going to have the British Parliament thing. We have the Drunk Seagulls. We're going to be talking about a new project for the show. I might drink more. I got a whole other thing in there. You thought that bottle was gone. I got that. That's right. It's exciting. Aren't you excited, motherfucker? Stoner Jesus Show. We'll be back. Biatches.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on StonerJesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20, and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. That's all one word, StonerJesus, to get 10% off your first order at NextBardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on StonerJesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on StonerJesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on StonerJesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping for essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Voober vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Voober vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Voober way.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Ah, yeah, bitches. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 49, Hour 1. For listening to us on stonerjesus.net, so the free audio, thank you. You can also check out the live streams of Hour 1, of course, Sunday nights, at stonerjesus420 on Twitter and on Periscope. So you can find that. There's also a Stoner Jesus Show live page at stonerjesus.net where you can find all of the videos linked in one place. Very easy to find, very convenient for you. Try to make it that way. As convenient as possible. I fucking know how much of a chore it is to listen to this bullshit. So I appreciate that. If you want the full 2 hours of the show on video, become a patron at patreon.com/stonerjesus420. I said Drunk Seagulls, Big Show Project, Siri heckling a British Parliament meeting, classic bits, and more all coming up in hour two. Excuse me. But now, talk a little bit about the YouTube. I got an email the other day from YouTube. First one I've gotten for YouTube for anything other than copyright problems. So they sent me this email, and I will bring up the screenshot for those of you watching on video. I got to get this email to my account, the Stoner Jesus 420 on YouTube. It says, as you may know, our community guidelines describe which content we allow and don't allow on YouTube. Your video, which was hashtag SJShow, Indiana, we don't like you gays, was flagged for review. Upon review, we've determined that it violates our guidelines. We've removed it from YouTube and assigned a community guideline strike or temporary penalty to your account. Basically, I can't stream live for 3 months or some shit like that. For those of you who don't know the song, We Don't Like You Gays, I wish that the version of the song that I have, the audio version, obviously I can't play it on YouTube because they've taken down the video, but the audio version of the song was on a hard drive that got damaged, hence the problem with me getting access to a lot of our archives. I mean, some 600 or 700 shows, which if we can never get access to those again, is really going to suck, but, you know, it is, you know, we move forward no matter what. In any case, I remember, since I can't play it, I'll give you my best memory of this. The song was probably 4 years old. It was back when Mike Pence signed a law against gay marriage in Indiana. I don't even remember exactly what it was. But I wrote a song making fun, a parody song making fun of people who are against gay marriage, because it's silly. You shouldn't give a fuck who's getting married. It doesn't affect you, so don't fucking worry about it. So I made a song making fun of people who are against gay marriage. It was a pro-gay marriage song. It was to the tune of "You've Had a Bad Day." I don't remember the words. It was something along the lines of "We don't like you," and I did it in a really southern accent. It was supposed to be obvious it was a parody, but I guess, you know, I guess YouTube didn't see it that way. It's something that's sort of along the lines of "We don't like you gays coming to our town, sucking bunch of cocks, getting married around," or something like that. You get the fucking point. It was to that melody. The song was old. Those were probably weren't even close to the words. It doesn't matter. It was something in that vein of musical genius. So anyway, they continue. "We encourage free speech and defend everyone's right to express their points of view, even if unpopular. However, YouTube doesn't allow hate speech. Sometimes there's a fine line between what is and isn't considered hate speech. If you're not sure whether or not your content crosses the line, we ask you that you don't post it. Learn more here." And it goes on to tell me about the strikes and, you know, maybe you didn't mean it and this is just a temporary thing and so on and so forth. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I don't even use that YouTube channel. I don't post things on it anymore. I post on the WeTube.com. And in the end, it was a parody song. Maybe I didn't make that clear enough. It was really over the top about how Indiana didn't, some redneck from Indiana sang the song about not wanting gays in their state because they wanted to get married. I don't know. Like I said, maybe I wasn't clear enough with the parody aspect of it. So I got my strike, my first ever strike on YouTube. I've never, as I said earlier, I've never gotten traction on YouTube. It's never been big for the show. Most of our stuff is, you know, obviously through Cannabis Radio and on social media, obviously through the Twitter and Periscope, which a lot of people are watching now. Facebook, we get some video views as well, but YouTube was never big. And for them to go back 4 or 5 years, probably four, maybe three, but probably 4 years to flag an old parody song as hate speech, well, I guess another reason that people really aren't enamored with YouTube, or as enamored as they used to be. Obviously, I'm not saying it's not the biggest video platform in the world. It obviously is. But there'll come a day when we take back the internet. Yes. Be a rallying cry. Anyway, that's going to do it for hour one. Like I said, we got hour two coming up. If you want hour two on video, become a patron of the show. Patreon.com/StonerJesus. 420. Excuse me. And follow us on Periscope. Light up notifications. All that shit so you know when the show goes live on a Periscope. Go to StonerJesus.net for past episodes, sponsor banners, social media links, all of that shit. Really dope of you to do, as the kids say. Thanks, St. Pierre, for the voicemail he sent him. Really filled a content hole for the show. And thanks everybody who likes and shares and spreads the word about StonerJesus.net. You're the reason the show continues to grow. And we've been, 7.5 years now posting videos on StonerJesus.net. We're every Sunday night doing 2 hours. First one live streamed. First hour live streamed on Periscope. And tour never go to hour two. If you want to find hour two, go to StonerJesus.net. As I said, become a patron on Patreon.com/StonerJesus420 to get the full video of hour two. Thanks everybody for listening. And as always, peace, bitches, on hour two. Hey,
Thank you.